Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Unleash Your Metabolic Power. Use science to conquer weight. This is the podcast where we strip away the myths and look at the science of weight loss to help you transform into the healthiest version of yourself. I'm your host, Patty Pelko, and I'm so excited to be here with you today. The topic that we're diving into is one that I get tons of questions about. Just the other day, I had a talk with my friend about it, and let me tell you, it's been on her mind too. We're talking about intermittent fasting. What is it? How does it work? And is it a game changer or just another fad? Let's unpack this. If you've ever been puzzled by intermittent fasting, or as it's otherwise known, IF, let's start by demystifying it. It's less about what you eat and more about when you eat. You're basically cycling between periods of eating and fasting. This creates specific windows where you're allowed to eat, and you fast the rest of the time. Simple as that. There's a ton of fasting methods to try. My friend was using the 5-2 method. That's eating normally for 5 days and dramatically cutting calories for 2. But there's others like the 16-8 method where you eat during an 8-hour window and fast for 16. Sounds straightforward, but here's the tricky part. There are so many versions of fasting out there that it's like trying to pick the best Netflix show to binge on. Super overwhelming, to say the least. Let's get past the hype and confusion and look at what the science says. Some people are over the moon about intermittent fasting, claiming it's their golden ticket to weight loss, increased energy, and even a longer life. But before we buy our ticket for that ride, let's delve into the facts, especially when it comes to the effects on your metabolism and ultimately your weight loss goals. Spoiler alert, IF might not be the one-size-fits-all miracle you've heard it is, and it can be even more complicated for us women. First things first. Intermittent fasting essentially boils down to a form of calorie restriction. When you limit your eating to a narrow time frame, you naturally consume fewer calories, which could lead to initial weight loss. But here's where things get interesting. Fans of IF say that it's not just about limiting calories. They argue that fasting triggers a system shock that fires up all sorts of metabolic benefits, from lower levels of hunger hormones to improved heart health. Sounds great, doesn't it? But wait, there's fine print to read here. A lot of this research has been primarily done on men, particularly college-age men, because that's who we'll sign up for and complete studies. And ladies, it's been clearly established that men and women's bodies don't always react the same way. Research shows that IF can decrease insulin sensitivity in women. Now, this is code for making us more prone to obesity and diabetes, pretty much the exact opposite of why anyone would want to lose weight. And this doesn't stop at hormones. It also involves the metabolism and nutrition. Intermittent fasting frequently slows down the metabolism in women and makes them more likely to store fat, in part because restrictive eating windows can make it more difficult to get the nutrients you need. Fewer nutrients can mean less energy for workouts, less muscle mass, and consequently, a metabolism that drags its feet. Now, here's another wake-up call. Despite all the noise around it, intermittent fasting hasn't proven to be a runaway success compared to traditional calorie restriction. The weight loss, body composition, or how much fat versus muscle you have, blood pressure and blood sugar results, they're pretty much the same across the board. And just like with calorie restriction, these initial results can be deceiving. You may lose weight, sure, but you're also likely to lose muscle mass. And in this case, it's way more than with calorie restriction. This slows your metabolism. And then what happens next? You hit a plateau, and many people even regain the weight they initially lost. So let's face it, the novelty of intermittent fasting wears off pretty quickly when you look at it from a practical standpoint. Like my friend realized, and several of my clients have reported, it can be a tough routine to maintain. She realized that she was eating a lot more than she otherwise would have on her non-fasting days. And these were foods that weren't the healthiest choice that she usually wouldn't eat. It was also really tough to fit into her schedule because her 2 days of fasting didn't always work with her busy social schedule. The rigidity required by IF can contribute to disordered eating patterns too. This happened with one of my clients who I'll call Lisa. She started with intermittent fasting and felt like it eventually led to anorexia and exercise bulimia, which is where you try to out-exercise the calories you eat. Now, I'm thrilled to say that Lisa overcame this challenge and has since lost 32 pounds using techniques that work for her. So let's take a step back from the trend of the moment and focus on changes that work with our bodies instead of against them. Now, I can't spill all the beans today, but I've got some exciting solutions coming your way, tailored just for you. So stay tuned. Picture breaking free from the cycle of restrictive diets and embracing a way of eating where you genuinely enjoy your meals and still smash your weight loss goals. That's the ultimate win-win. Let me leave you with this. While intermittent fasting might work for some, it's definitely not a one-size-fits-all. You have the power to make choices that resonate with you and your life, and you deserve to find what works for you. So embrace the journey and look forward to the amazing transformation that lies ahead. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Unleash Your Metabolic Power, Use Science to Conquer Weight. Have you got questions? Shoot them my way, because if you're wondering about a specific weight loss topic, chances are other women are too. Next week, I'll be answering a question sent to me about cortisol and belly fat. And I'm really excited about this because there are so many myths and truths hiding in this one. So make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss it. Plus, if you found value in this episode, please leave a review to help other women find the show. Until next time, always remember, you are capable, deserving, and on the path to something truly extraordinary. Bye.